6:17 a.m. We're joined on our newsmaker line now by our very good friend, Congressman Tim Burchett from the 2nd District of Tennessee. Good morning, Congressman Burchett.
Hey, thank y'all for having me on.
So has the FBI come and asked to, given a search warrant to you and asked for your phone yet, like they did with your colleague, Congressman Perry?
No, they haven't. They haven't. I'm not really sure what's going on with that. That's just bizarre. It's a complete overreach. This thing is out of control. It's like some third world country nightmare. But you know, it's interesting when Hillary Clinton, you know, was in trouble for all her emails and stuff. They asked her, and she said, "Yeah, I'll come in." I mean, the way they did it, they just said, "Will you come in?" And she said yes, and she did it on the 4th of July, and she set the time and brought her lawyers with her, and then wouldn't answer any questions. And they just basically kicked in the door down there at Mar-a-Lago, what I understand, and busted into his safe. And it should have been handled through his attorneys. And the only reason you do something like that is it's a national security risk. And there is, we've talked to folks who basically said, no, there was no real national security risk. You know, you carry around all these secrets in your head more than you do on a piece of paper. So the whole thing is just bizarre, and it reeks of political, basically just a bunch of political thugs.
Has this had a chilling effect on everybody up there in Washington? Are they looking around? Are we now officially, have we crossed the Rubicon? Has the partisan Department of Justice and FBI crossed the Rubicon and officially begun starting to turn us into a banana republic police state?
I think it was already there, and now it's just evident to a lot more people. I think all this has done is energize the base and some of the moderates who just, I mean, I've talked to moderate folks who said, look, I'm over this. This is not what I signed up for. And I mean, I think it puts Trump in a better spot. Actually, I know that might come as a shock to some of your left-leaning listeners, if there are two of them out there.
Maybe two, maybe three.
Maybe, yeah. But I can't see this having a good effect on anybody. I think, you know, I called for the FBI director and the other guy, Justice, to come for it, and they need to testify before Congress on Friday.
Are they going to do that?
Heck no. They ain't got the guts to do that.
But see, isn't that a violation of the constitutional principle of separation of powers? Because they're not elected and you are.
That's correct. You are 100% correct. But they won't show up. They don't have to. They take their orders from the White House. And they shouldn't, but they do.
Yeah. According to, you know, but according to the folks at the White House, this whatever the French person is, Karen Jean-Pierre, whatever her name is.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever her name is. She's, oh, no.
The box checker.
Yeah.
You know, they put the best player in, coach, and they meet some criteria, and then they can say, hey, look, we've just hired a Norwegian, you know, female who identifies as a cow, you know, or whatever. You know, everything is so extreme with this bunch. It's incredible, actually. And I think that'll have another effect on the elections. I think people are fed up with this stuff.
Yeah, they really are. They're absolutely fed up with this. Now, the question is, this pretext of a warrant issued by, signed by, this magistrate judge down in Florida who apparently previously represented Jeff Epstein. You know, you would think, if you're going to get a search warrant for the former president of the United States, you would ask a complete full federal district judge, not a magistrate judge. Was that one of the, to me, that was a little bit weird. Your thoughts on that?
They obviously were shopping around on that thing. You're exactly right. That's why that didn't come out right at the beginning. They something of this magnitude, you would have a federal judge do that, and in effect they went around that, And I think it also bears credence to the fact that this whole thing is bogus, because a full-standing federal judge would have never done something like this. And they got somebody who obviously is probably going to enjoy the spotlight a little bit, and that's what they did. And they shopped around and they got what they were shopping for.
When is the Department of Justice going to actually describe why they did this, and when are we going to ever see the search warrant application?
That's a good question. It's supposed to be a public record, and that's another reason this thing is just out of control. And but you know, they're locking people up in Washington without no bail on the January 6th thing, denying them representation. It's just on down the line. It's just a complete miscarriage of justice.
And now, when you go to your Democratic House members, and can you have with any of them, they're in the slight majority right now, would you sit down with them and say, hey, do you realize how divisive and un-American this action is? If you had that conversation with them, would any of them acknowledge it?
Absolutely, they would. They just wouldn't do it public. You know, I've always said this. The Democrats use the carrot and the stick very well. You know, they reward you with the carrot or they use the stick. That's why Pelosi is called this vote, and that you will see a record number of people voting by proxy, because she controls those votes. And she owns these people, and they are, I think several of them will see the writing on the wall. We might get a couple of or three crossovers, and this vote might be very close on Friday.
The Inflation Reduction Act coming on Friday. How many pages is it? Like 2,000? I don't know.
Yes, like that. I just 87,000.
IRS agents. And they're coming after you and me and every small business owner in America. And it's an intimidation tactic, no question about it.
Not enough corporations are mega rich in the world for them to go after. That's what they're going after. They're going to go after middle America. That's all they can do. They're still not going to answer their dadgum phones, though. You know, part of the problem is they're all still working from home. A lot of these federal agencies are, and we can't get them to answer the dadgum phone. It is the most frustrating thing that I've ever seen. People have to get their rebates, their checks. So one fellow I know who's on dialysis, the IRS owes him over $6,000, and he can't get a return call from them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just going to complete. I mean, you didn't see this under Trump. You wouldn't have seen it under Trump. He would have fired him, and he should have. But now you've got 87,000 new workers, and on top of that, their assistants that they will hire. And then you'll have your computers, and you'll have your office staff, and of course new offices for all those. And these are basically lifetime employment. So it's going to be an ongoing thing. And you've got more people now hired in the IRS than you have in the Justice and the Pentagon, and several other departments combined. Now are in the IRS. So
do you expect this monstrosity to pass on Friday?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. There'll be debate, but it's all just...
So when does it go into effect? And if the Republicans take over the House in January, is there an opportunity to kind of get rid of this stuff?
1 minute.
Yeah. You know, I asked that question in one of the meetings, and I said, the elephant in the room is, do we have a plan yet to disassemble these things? And they said, well, it's very difficult to just take something out that's already been put in. And I thought, well, we better get the guts to do it, and the Republicans will do it. And the way you do it is you just don't fund it. You cut their funds.
Oh, there you go. And on that note, Congressman Tim Burchett, thanks so much. Hey, look, when next time you're in Nashville, come in the studio so we can talk in person.
I would love that. They tell me I have the perfect face for radio.
I've heard that about myself as well. Hey, Congressman Tim Burchett, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back with more after this.